Do you hear that?
What?
Do you want to hear it or not?
Hear what?
What do you hear, sir?
It's a show.
So it's a show?
It's a lifestyle.
It's always a good show.
Home of America's Most Powerful Weirdos?
On three. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Serenity now!
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. Good morning, everybody. It is 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is Monday, and it's now time for your Access Financial Group Facebook page question of the day. You ready for this one? Dear Collins, my son witnessed several classmates pulling a prank at school. Nobody else saw the prank but him. The school's now trying to figure out who pulled the stunt. My son told my husband and I about it. He doesn't know if he should tell his teacher or not. My husband and I are backing off and want to see what kind of decision he'll make. I think he should go to his teacher because it's the right thing to do. My husband says doing that will cause more harm than good. He thinks he should stay quiet and mind his own business. What do you think our son should do? Should we force him to make a decision or allow him to make it on his own? He's in the third grade. Well, there you go right there. You need to help the kid with the problem. He needs to know that there is no gray area between right and wrong in this case. Evidently, this caused some sort of damage, the prank, or otherwise the school wouldn't be so hot to find out who did it. But I say help him make the decision, if not steer him in the right direction. You might want to get a little witness protection from the school. You know, we know that you kids did it. We have a witness or whatever you want to say. But protect the kid, you know, because he wants to do the right thing. Because some people don't like it when people tell on other people. But when you're in third grade, you need to show the child what's right. And that is the right thing to do, especially if there was damage done. But anyway, that's what I think. What do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits. Our Access Financial Group sponsor each and every weekday morning. And, of course, the Friday Funny. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:44. You know, we have gotten so lazy. We don't want to do anything. I'm lazy, too. I imagine it's finally going to come to the point for something like this for lunch.
Hey, Harry, come on. It's lunchtime. Let's go.
Oh, man. First I work all morning, and then I got to go to lunch and chew, chew, chew.
Sound familiar? In today's fast-paced world, no one has time to masticate.
Yeah, I hate lunch.
Then you're going to love all-new Liquid Sandwich from Kraft.
Liquid Sandwich? Well, I am kind of hungry and thirsty at the same time.
Ah, then you're in luck, because you get a glass full of cold cuts in every can of Liquid Sandwich. Ah. With pickles and chips right in the mix.
Ah.
Choose from a variety of flavors like egg salad shakes, pita punch, head cheese breeze, and corned beef colada.
Wow, this tastes unusual.
Sure. And Liquid Sandwich turns your lunch hour into a lunch minute when you're chugging a club or sucking a salami.
Mm-hmm.
But watch out for those toothpicks. New Liquid Sandwich from Kraft, makers of Gaseous Grits, the breakfast you inhale.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning with the Silvers going on 7:43. This has all happened to most of us. You're sitting in traffic, and all of a sudden you get an urge. Well, an Ontario, Canada man recently called 911 because he was stuck in traffic and needed to go. And this is, I'm going to let it stand on its own, speak for itself, the actual 911 call.
911?
Yeah, I need an ambulance, please.
You need the ambulance?
No, I need the police.
Well, then why did you say you need ambulance?
I didn't say ambulance. I said I need police.
Okay. You have the police. Yeah. Where is the emergency?
Actually, the thing is that I have to pee, and these guys are not moving.
You have to pee?
Yeah.
This is your emergency that you have to pee?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How are the police going to help you urinate?
I have to pee, man. And
but I'm not sure what you like me to do that you have to urinate. I can't help you with that. I am disconnecting. Thanks. Bye.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7.
Let's fire up the engine.
Roger, fire engine one.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Got a lot of work to do here.
We've got a show to do.
Start your engine.
We got a show to do.
We
got to
do a show.
Start your engines.
Who likes fire engines?
What are you even talking about?
Start your engine.
Collins in the morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning. Good morning, everybody. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, it is Tuesday, and it is time now for your Access Financial Group, K-Lake 97.7, Facebook page question of the day. Dear Collins, my 13-year-old son got in trouble at school for charging other students to do their homework and projects. When he got home, he told me that I shouldn't be mad because he was doing more homework than what was assigned. He also said he's making money and helping others. He said it's not his fault the other students came to him for help. I was furious before our conversation. Now I'm not so sure I should punish him. What do you do if you were me? What I would do is take him at his word. I would ask him how he is helping them other than doing their projects for them. If they are contributing to helping him do their projects, that's tutoring. The kid's an entrepreneur. If he's just doing it for the bucks, then not so noble. Anyway, that's what I think. What do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits. Brought to you by Access Financial Group. There's a link right under the question, afginvest.com. Clint's got news. We'll check the weather next. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning. Good morning, everybody. 6:44. In case you don't know it, today, William Shatner was supposed to go into space, but because of bad weather, they postponed it till tomorrow. But you got to wonder, he's 90 years old, and you know how ornery 90-year-old people can be. And the folks over at Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket may be having a few problems because Shatner, as he gets ready for the launch, has a little trouble following instructions.
And now, William Shatner prepares for his trip to space.
Blue Origin to New Shepard, this is a pre-launch practice run. Please state your name.
This is William Shatner, and I would like to invite you to take a journey with me into the 21st century.
All right, sir. Ready for launch?
Okay, ready.
And fasten your seatbelt, please.
Well, okay. I'll try and do that.
And here comes zero gravity. This might feel a little funny, Mr. Shatner.
Okay. All right.
Sir, please don't unbuckle your seatbelt.
Is that the way you'd like me to do it?
Yes, we're serious, sir. Don't unfasten that.
I know you're here to see that I do it the way the company wants it.
Yes, and this is for your own safety, sir. Please.
No, I'm going to do it the way you think it should go.
I'm sorry, sir, but you need to strap in.
No. No, there's no apology necessary. I am going to do it your way.
Okay, just relax. I'll keep my mouth shut for just a moment.
No, because if your mouth were open, you'd have popped some pills in them.
Mr. Shatner, are you going to be okay?
I am Iron Man.
Mr. Shatner.
I am Iron Man.
Okay, shut him down.
Iron Man lives again.
Okay, where's Mr. Bezos?
K-Lake 97.7.
You said we were going to warm up the audience.
We give the audience what they want.
Let's give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want.
The audience is getting restless.
Okay, we're going to get started in 1 second.
You better do it now, and you better do it fast.
Let's go already.
Collins in the morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Bon Jovi at 19 and a half after 6 on your home for the greatest hits and the Mad Dash for Christmas cash. Just remember, the first drawing is a week from tomorrow. Amongst the locations for you to go register once a day, every day, only once per place. Dickie Morrow Body Shop in Mount Pleasant, Diamond Tee Outfitters. Let's see, Brumley's Uniform and Accessories in Sulphur Springs, Lakewood Land Titles, A&S Air Conditioning. Listen for all the latest list, and maybe you'll get $200. Every week, the final drawing in December will be for $500, but every Thursday, $200. All righty, it is time now for your Access Financial Group Facebook page question of the day. Dear Collins, I'm a divorced father of 3 who has just started dating again. I joined Tinder, Match.com, and Plenty of Fish. I've been talking with Stephanie, not her real name, for the past several days. Our chemistry is off the charts. My sister and some of my friends are warning me, though, not to date her because her profile reads, loves to be spoiled. They think she is going to be high maintenance and a gold digger. I told them that they are wrong and don't know her. Being spoiled doesn't have to be materialistic. Should I listen to my friends and my sister? Are they right? Is Stephanie's headline a warning sign? It could be. But you give everybody a chance. It could be she just likes for you to open the door for her. He likes for you to buy her dinner. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Although, equal opportunity. Just to put it there. But, you know, just be treated well. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it's all money, then you need to... Warning, Will Robinson, warning. You should really, really be careful. Wait a minute. Where is my... There it is. Okay.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. No, Will Robinson. Danger.
And otherwise, if it's just, you know, I just love the way you treat me. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, you're going to compare it to your ex-wife. And if your ex-wife was that way, then you should be able to recognize it. But I say no, your friends need to sit back and be supportive of you. If the worm turns, then they should be supportive of you again. That's what I think. What do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits. Where Clint's got news, I've got weather. Next. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning. It is 6:43. Well, the big news everybody's talking about. William Shatner's going to be launched into outer space on Blue Origin's new Shepard rocket today. Supposed to be today. Today. Today at 8:30. Unless they've changed it again. And he is such a ham. You know he's going to want to perform live. I can hear it now. Captain Kirk mangles the hits live from outer space.
Coming soon, William Shatner is back. And this time, Captain Kirk is crooning the hits live from outer space.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills. Put your helmet on.
If you couldn't stand his voice on Earth, just wait till you hear it in zero gravity.
Rocket Man, burning out his fuse up here, alone.
Rolling Stone magazine says, quote, "Where's Scotty when we need to be beamed the heck out of here?"
Scotty, beam me up.
Going up to the spirit of the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die.
It's Captain Kirk mangles the hits live from outer space. A Jeff Bezos production.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Coming soon from Ear Splitting Records.
No escape from reality.
Collins in the morning.
K-Lake 97.7.
Well, I have a microphone. You don't.
I will need a microphone.
Nobody messes with my microphone.
My story, my microphone.
Speak into the microphone, squid brain.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Collins in the morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning. Phil Collins and Philip Bailey. 19 and a half after 6. It is time now for your Access Financial Group. K-Lake 97.7, Facebook page question of the day. This is not from our area. Just want to let you know, this is not from around here. Dear Collins, I'm a school board member and am writing you about private debate the school board members are having. Many students want to dress up for Halloween this year because they were unable to dress up last year due to COVID. We are leaning towards allowing schools to have parties. Should we allow politically incorrect costumes? Some of the school board members say it's a bad idea, while others say it's fine and just one day a year. I am the deciding vote. How would you vote if you were me? Well, it depends on what you're talking about politically incorrect. Getting up out of bed every day offends somebody and is politically incorrect. You know, if that's the way you're going to be woke, stay asleep. But anyway, have it. I don't know if you know about this, but in Seattle, they're not going to have the Halloween parade because they're afraid they will offend the families whose children can't afford costumes. So they're not going to have the parade. Give the kid a football. He's a football player. You know? Give him a bat. He's a baseball player. Be inventive. Make your own costumes. Stupidity like that, in my opinion, is what is ruining the childhoods of our children. But in this case, my opinion is, you know, it depends on your definition of what you're talking about that's politically incorrect. Common sense would dictate what's right and what's wrong, in my opinion. Let them have the parade. It's one day a year, and there's always going to be some little sourpuss somewhere. Well, I'm offended. Well, good. Have a cup of coffee. That's what I think. What do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits, where Clint has news, and we'll check your weather next. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning, Men at Work. I think that's an appropriate song leading into this little break right here. You've seen how many people are quitting their jobs. So employers are facing competition from the government, paying as much or more, and they don't have to do anything. So it gets to be a little hard to find qualified applicants because some of them, well, not so great.
And now, Job Search. A public service to help the unemployed find jobs. Here's today's Job Search candidate.
I got the shaft from my last boss, man. I mean, the guy was on a power trip, man. I mean, okay, I come back from lunch, and the guy gets on my case for being an hour late, man. I mean, so what if it's the fourth day in a row, man? I mean, I told him, I don't need this crap, man. I mean, you can shove this job, man, you know? I mean, I don't need that kind of crap in my life, man. I mean, do you know what I'm talking about?
If your business has a position for this job search candidate, call this station today.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. Wilson Phillips going on 7:45. I just saw this story. It, you know, the woke is trying to, you know, police officers ought to be nicer to the criminals that they deal with. And then I saw this story. This happened in Parkin, Arkansas. A police officer there was recently arrested for allowing inmates to buy beer and cigarettes. Daryl Crowder took the inmates to a court hearing, and when it was done, he allowed them to get money from a relative and then go to a gas station where they bought beer, cigarettes, and tobacco. The trio partied together in Crowder's car. You have the right to remain silent.
K-Lake 97.7.
I don't think it would hurt to get a little rowdy this weekend.
Fun will now commence.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go! Hit it!
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. UB40 with Red, Red, Ryan. It was on this date in 1988 that hit number one. Do you know who originally did that song? Neil Diamond. That's right. They covered Neil Diamond. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is 6:21. Time for your Facebook page question of the day, brought to you by Access Financial Group. Except on Fridays, we do the Friday Funny. And I love this. Kudos to La Quinta Inn and Suites. You got to look at it. You got to read it. If you are a dog lover, you're going to love this, in case you're unaware. Anyway, okay? Just plain and simple. Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits. All righty, Clint Cooper's got news, and we have our windy weather coming up next. K-Lake 97.7, Commodores with Collins in the Morning and Night Shift. That was the first release without Lionel Richie, and it was a big hit, too. Good morning, everybody. 6:43. I don't know if you know that another Halloween movie is being released starting today. Well, this is like the 49th gazillion. It's called Halloween Kills. And you know what? Since they've done so many of them, I think they ought to have Mike Myers play Michael Myers.
His name was Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
But this Halloween, just call him Mike Myers.
Come here, I'm gonna eat you! Get in my belly!
You're never prepared when Mike Myers is ready to kill you with laughter.
Danger's my middle name.
Sexy man, sexy man.
Bar the windows and lock the doors.
Take a look at me. What am I? I'm an ogre.
What I'd really like to do is something extraordinary. Something copious, something capacious, something kajunga.
Mike Myers murdered 5 people.
We want a glimpse inside his mind.
Swing.
Mike Myers stars as Michael Myers in Halloween, baby.
Yeah, baby!
This weekend.
Not a good time to lose one's head.
Collins in the morning.
When the weather gets bad, you can count on us for the best coverage in Northeast Texas.
K-Lake 97.7.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning. Good morning. It's 8:14. It is Friday. Tomorrow is the third Saturday of the month. And the final Mount Pleasant Lions Club monthly Cars and Coffee at 2 Senoritas. We have Wes Welsh. Wesley Welch. I'm sorry. I have to butcher his name. I do it.
Just butcher it every time.
I do it on purpose now, and now I keep just doing it not on purpose. Wes Welch from the Lions Club, tell us about tomorrow. You've got some drawings and stuff special tomorrow. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. We've been running. First of all, this is the last Cars and Coffee car show for the year that the Lions Club is putting on. It's at 2 Senoritas from 8 to 11. Tomorrow morning. It's open to the public. It's open to anybody. It's free. Free for everybody. We've got some raffles that go on. We have a 50-50 raffle, and on average, the person that wins it has been walking away with a couple hundred dollars in their pocket.
Ooh, I might even have to participate in that.
Yeah, and we've got some other we got another raffle. We got a grand prize raffle for a spray-in bedliner from Elliott Auto Group. We've got a Bayou cooler or Yeti type cooler from Welch Gas, and we've got a tool kit from Air Gas. It's a really nice tool kit, and we'll be drawing those winners tomorrow. And we've had a really good luck, good weather. As you said earlier, the weather tomorrow is going to be great. We've had really good weather for all of our shows, and we're going to have good weather again tomorrow. And it's going to be a good time, and we just invite everybody to come out and hang out for a little bit, have some coffee. Coffee's free. There's pastries and so forth available from 2 Senoritas, and just walk around and look at all these antique and classic and unique cars that local people have that bring up the show, and just have a real good time.
As you said, it's free, but if you just want to make a donation to the Lions Club, you can do that.
You sure can, and we appreciate any and all donations of any amount, and all of the money that we raise for this Cars and Coffee car show stays here in the community. It goes for projects that the Lions Club do throughout the year for the community, and parts of it go to fund the scholarships that we give to graduating seniors from Mount Pleasant High School and Chapel Hill High School.
How great is it? How great of a feeling does it have to be? Number one, as you said, the money stays here, to see the projects come to fruition.
It's really rewarding. This is an idea that we came up with. There's other communities around the area that have these car shows, and they're not a competitive car show. And this one we just kind of threw together with ideas from people from other areas, and it's been very successful this year. Been very successful, and I get to meet a lot of people from the community that you normally would not get to meet and get to know, and hear their stories about their cars, and Everybody has a story with their old car, whether they had it when they were in high school or whether they bought it, years ago, or whether they just bought it from Barrett Jackson Auctions, you know, just whatever. And it's really interesting to talk to all these people, and it's rewarding for this whole project to come together and raise money to support the Lions Club projects.
You don't have to tell me which vehicle, but how close have you come to making an offer on one of those things?
There's a few of them that I would like to have, I would like to own, but I've not come close to making an offer. I've got all I need. I've got an old car and an old truck, and that's all I need right now.
Plus, you have
a lot of them that you wish you would make an offer on,
because you have that new motorcycle too.
Yes, I do.
Did you tell them the name of that thing?
It's an Indian Roadmaster.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. 8 to 11 tomorrow at the Two Senoritas parking lot. It's the last one. And if you've got a classic car, just bring it on over. There's no entry fee, none of that stuff.
Right. And it doesn't matter the condition that it's in. Some people have full restoration. Some people it's a long-term project, and they're, you know, in the middle of it, but it's still drivable, and they like to show it off and just, you know, come on up and show us your car, and let's all get together and visit and have a good time.
Help the Lions Club, help the community. Wes Welch, thanks very much, and have fun
tomorrow.
You. See you later.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All righty. It is 8, well, we'll say 19 and a half after 8 o'clock. Clint's got news, and we'll check the weather. Coming up next.